Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing that we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I am so excited. I have the opportunity to get up in the morning and get down here into my little studio and speak to you fine people here and around the world, and I am excited. I was at my other gig just yesterday. I had to work the weekend, and I literally, a large portion of the day, I was sitting around, and I was saying, I can't wait. So I talk to these fine people around the world. So listen, here's the deal. I know we've already started, and it was on my mind, and I don't want to lose my mindset. I even recorded some stuff just to give myself some notes, and I had my pens and paper, and I was writing things down. And again, I am still excited and very serious about the journey that we are going to take on in 2019. We are going to make it one of the great ones. So what I want you to do is I want you to stay motivated. I know it's not easy. I know it's hard. I mean, change is not easy. There are things that go on in our lives that we just have to deal with. You know, I just said something to someone the other day. There are things in life that we have to do. There's things in life that we will do, and there's things that we don't want to do. But for the majority of the time, there are things that we have to do. And if you want to change and move from point A to point B and better yourself, okay, I don't say these little phrases just to make it sound good. I'm an advocate for change and moving forward, because at the end of the day, we were not put here to be stagnant and just to stay comfortable. And that's what happens with people. They become complacent and they don't want to move forward. For the most part, we get caught up in a lot of our own fears. And I will tell you something, fear, the fear of anything, will talk your mind into anything. You sit down, you can talk yourself out of a paper bag, you know, if you're fearing something. So the whole idea, and one of the things that I guess I want to focus on today is, you know, don't give in to fear. Fear is one of those things that will stifle you. It will hold you down, and you will become comfortable where you are. Now, a couple of things that we need to do, and I hope you guys are doing it, and I want you to understand something. I'm doing the same thing with you. I am trying every day. I'm sitting down. I'm trying to exercise more. I am trying to lose a little weight, and you know, just mentally. And I'm going to tell you something. I've lost a few pounds. I'm not going to lie to you. And I can honestly say that it feels good. I mean, I remember, excuse me, in my younger days, I remember, you know, you little light of feet and you were just rocking and rolling. You feel like you could just do anything. And then what happens when you become complacent and you sit down and, you know, you have the decent job, a nice career, you know, you got a decent salary. You're one of the fortunate people that will not starve. You know, nor will your family, if you have families. I mean, there's food on the table every week. You're able to take vacations. You're able to go out to dinner with family and friends. And so you become comfortable with being comfortable. And that's where all the weight and everything comes on. And then you're like, you kind of, you know, give up on different things, you know. But what you have to do is you have to set out goals. You know, you have to manage your expectations. You know, and the one thing that you have to think about is after a certain point in time, you know, when you want to do something, you want to break away from the pack, you know, it's scary. And, you know, you don't want to be what people want you to be. You know, you have to be yourself. You know, you have to be accountable for yourself. And at the end of the day, and I am stuck on this word, I've been saying it all week, you know, you have to get to the why. Now, the funny thing is I sit down and I try to read as much as I can, and I'll touch base on that a little later, but I try to read as much as I can. I listen to other motivational speakers and stuff, and, you know, I get caught up, even myself, in what I am doing right now. The fact of the matter is, and I'm saying this with much respect, there are a lot of people out there, okay, perhaps that have been doing this a little bit longer than myself, and they're regurgitating the same message. And as I listen to them, I say, you know what? I've been saying that for years. I mean, there are things that I hear from some motivational speakers and people, positive thinkers, that my grandmother said to me. So I'm like, it's nothing new. So as I said back a little while ago in a couple other podcasts, I mean, I really found, you know, I had an epiphany. And, you know, I don't think and I don't care about what other people are saying about what I'm doing. Because I really feel this is what I was meant to do. It's like a casual conversation with some really good friends and people that you care about. And I want you to understand something. If I didn't care about you, or if I didn't care about me, I wouldn't be on this microphone. I have nothing to prove. You know, it's not going to make me rich. Rich in spirit. Knowing the fact that if there's someone that is going to listen to me and say, you know what, that LBJ, man, he's on point. Then that's where my wealth is. And one of the other things I was thinking about yesterday, you know, it's a funny thing, and I said it before, you know, and I went through this period myself. You know, as you get older, you know, I mean, you've had dreams, you've had goals, and, you know, you have aspirations. And as life takes its course and you get caught up in the middle of that, sometimes those dreams and, you know, that eye on the prize kind of, it shifts a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, and you're kind of off course. And then as time goes on and you get older, what happens is we say, you know what, maybe that ship kind of sailed already. So now that's what we fall back into, giving up, okay? And my point I'm trying to get to here is also, don't defy whatever station you are in your life right now. I don't care if you're, you know, 1 to 80 crippled or crazy. It's something like that. I heard it some years ago. My point, age does not defy you. All right? And I'll say this very, very strongly. Some people get it early and some people get it late. And maybe the reason why you haven't achieved yours at this point right now, because it's not your turn. You have to wait your turn. You have to wait your turn. And while you're waiting, you have to sharpen your skills. You have to stay on your game. Don't sleepwalk while you're waiting. You have to stay on your game, all right? And you have to look fear head on, okay, and tackle it. I'm reminded of a story real quick, and I want to share something with you. And this is a little bit off the beaten path, but it's in the same concept of fear. Maybe a lot of people don't know this about me, and that's fine. I mean, I've never been on a cruise. I used to go fishing with my father on these little dinky boats, and quietly I was, you know, very apprehensive, and I was fearful. And the funny thing is, I love the water. I love the beach. I love laying on the beach. I love, you know, I haven't really seen the bluest waters of this beautiful earth, but I love the water. I used to stay home as a little boy, and I used to watch this little TV show about a sailboat that was just sailing around the world with the father and a couple of his children, and he was giving them this adventure. And I literally would run home on a Saturday, you know, as a young man, if I had to go to store for my mother or something, and I would come home and watch this show. I wish I could remember what it was, and I'm going to have to research that. So here's what happened. One day, my father, it was probably somewhere in mid-July. My father was working, and it was hot. And a lot of people in the surrounding neighborhood here, they had pools. So they were in there, kids were jumping around and everything, and we didn't have a pool. And it's still a pity party. It's just the way it is. Maybe there's somebody listening to me right now, and you don't have a pool. But my point being is, so Dad came home, And he gathered up me and my brother and my sisters, and we went to the local pool. Now, there's a pool in town where, you know, if you didn't have one, you were able to go as a citizen, blah, 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 blah. So dad takes us to the pool, and I get into the water. Now, I was not that familiar with the water. I mean, I just wasn't. So I walk over to the ladder, and I slowly get into the water because it was hot. And as I went into this water, which was about 3 feet, you know, maybe just a little above my waist into my chest. I was a little guy then, so I was like, wow, man, this is cool. I'm cooling off. I'm in the water. So now as I'm standing in the water, you know, to my right and to my left, I was kind of in the middle. There was these little guys the same age as me, and they were dunking their heads in the water. And they were jumping up, and they were laughing, and they're cooling off. I was like, oh, my God. I had never done that. So as I'm watching them do this, I noticed that they started holding their nose, holding their breath, because their cheeks would puff out, and they'd go under the water, and then they'd come back up. And I said, I could do that. So I watched them, and as they did it, I did the same thing. I grabbed my nose, and I held my breath, and I put my head under the water. And then I pop back up. Oh, my goodness. What a exuberating feeling that was. I was like, that was the best thing. And I did it a couple more times. I was like, wow, this is fun. And on top of that, I was cooling off because it was a hot day. So lo and behold, then all of a sudden there was one or two people and they swam by me. And again, I'm talking about people that were my age. And they were swimming on top of the water. They were gliding across the water. I was like, wow. I said, I could do that. I just put my head under water. I could do that. So as they went by and I was trying to emulate like I did with the people, the young guys putting their head under water, I tried to start swimming. Well, lo and behold, I went right to the bottom. And all of a sudden, I became a little disoriented, and what I appear, I started to drown. Yeah, next thing you know, but I was able to touch the bottom, but I popped up, but I was disoriented. So in my eyes, I was drowning. And as I did that, I went down once, and I went down twice, and then I kind of looked, and I saw my father, who was approaching the edge of the pool. He was just standing there. And I, in my eyes, I was drowning. I said, this guy might as well have just picked me up and threw me in the water himself because he wasn't helping me. But eventually, I got my feet down and I got my bearings and I went to the side of the pool and I caught my breath and I was doing all that panting and stuff. And my father says to me, you all right? All right. Okay. And he turned around and walked away. Well, don't you know, by that time, I went to the ladder and I followed his butt and I went right back to the blanket. And that was the beginning of my fear of the water. So I want to make a long story short. So what happened was, it was a long time that I did not, participate in the water. And the funny thing is what I'm trying to get to is fear. Fear will keep you from achieving the goals that you have set out and the things that you want, the things you desire, the things you love to do. If you're fearful, it's not going to happen for you. So, I mean, I don't want to go long-winded with that story. It's a great story. I can go on and on. Eventually, two friends of mine, actually, who I hold near and dear to my heart, they actually coached me to get back into the pool, and I had face my fear head on. So that's what fear will do for you. So the point I'm trying to get to is don't let fear hold you back. And I know the story was a little longer than I even anticipated because as I was telling you, I was like, oh God, I remember that like it was yesterday almost. It's so funny. But there are certain things that I think that you need to do in order to, keep going and make this 2019 one of the great ones. And here's a couple of tips that I really think, you know, some habits and stuff that you need to just kind of, you know, adapt to your own. Take one or two of them, a large portion of them, and I think it really will make a difference. And I want to say one thing, too. I also, when I'm sitting here on the microphone and I'm sharing with you and I'm talking And just for the record, I'm doing some of the same things. I mean, I try to practice what I preach. So what I want to do is I want to give you some ideas on what I think really will keep us on the right track of making 2019 one of the great ones. All right. And as I said earlier, I mean, some of these things have been around for a very long time. And, you know, different people, different places are pretty much saying the same thing. So I don't liken myself to say I have coined the phrases or, you know, me alone have come up with the ideas. I heard them from, you know, different people and family. And yes, some of the seniors in my family, i.e. my grandmother, my grandfather, their goal was to mold us and point us in the kind of the right direction. And so that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. And I've even experienced it during my military career and so forth. The one thing you got to do is, the first thing is, you know, you get a good night's sleep. You know, you need a good night's sleep and tackle the, you know, the day that's ahead of you. And always people say when you have problems, when you're upset, you got things going on in your life, go to sleep and things will look better in the morning. And you wake up early and you try to tackle from the day. Along that, number two, what you got to do is you got to try to learn from your mistakes and, you know, and failure. Failure is not, you know, you hear the phrase failure is not an option. And no, it's not. But it's also it's not, you know, it's not a death sentence either. You know, it's a learning process. OK, fear is not an option. Failure is not an option, but it's not a death sentence either because it does happen. You know, and what you got to do is you got to be true to yourself, you know, be genuine, be honest, and people can see that. People really read into what you're saying and what you're trying to do, you know, and every now and then, you know, sacrifice is a part of it. You know, you got to make some sacrifices, you know, instead of, you know, going to hang out, you know, with your friends and certain things, you got to make some sacrifices and then the payoff comes later. Another thing is you got a documentation. A great way to do it, which I've been doing for years, is write stuff down. I accomplish more when I write it down. You know, you keep a log of what's going on. You have to be of the mindset of always growing, you know. And as I say, just, you know, when people say, you know, you grow up, you're growing. Keep growing. Grow up. Networking's big. You know, you sit down and you talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to people about what you're doing and where you want to go. I think that's an important thing. What you also want to do is, good health, as I say a lot of times at the beginning and the end of my podcast, is, you know, exercise a little bit. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be a big, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But exercise is important, and it's also good for your, you know, good for you mentally and all that good stuff. Also, listen, real big, okay? I really mean this one. You know, you got to read. Someone told me some years ago, and I tried. I mean, I read the newspaper. I know it's very depressing at times, just like watching the news, but you have to read, you know. Read the things that you are interested in, you know, a little something every day. You got to keep your mind sharp, keep it fresh. One of the beauties of the things that I do is I tend to work around a lot of younger people. And they keep me sharp. I'm not going to lie to you. The things that I know, I would not know if it weren't talking to my own little ones and who are getting to be big ones and some of the young people in the community. They just tell me. I learn from them. So read something every day. That's important. And, you know, and if you get a chance, I've been trying this too. A little meditation doesn't hurt. You know, sit down and get yourself a nice quiet space. And just meditate. I mean, I've tried these things myself, and believe me, it's amazing how they make you feel. So these are just some of the tips. And listen, there's hundreds of things that people can tell you what to do and how to do it. And what I'm saying to you, my suggestion is find your space. Find out what is it that you want to do and just go for it. And I'm going to be here with you. For 2019, what I'm going to do is let's try it a year from now. You know, I'm hoping that this thing is still going strong and we can have people and we can communicate. And you can tell me from this day here what changes you've made within a year. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. Same thing for me. It's not going to happen overnight. And I am willing to be patient. And my goal here is to reach as many people as I can. And if I can help someone along the way, I mean, that's my reward. That's all I need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, please, any questions or any comments, reach out for me at www.lbjtheheartfelttruth.com. I will do my very best to answer all questions and comments in a timely fashion. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe that this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.